Well, in addition to a sweet corn harvest, there was a special event last weekend at Harper's Nursery. The Giant Pumpkin Growers Association, is that what it's called?
Arizona Giant Pumpkin Growers,
Had their annual weigh-in, this is an annual thing?
It's going to be. Yeah, this was their first official annual weigh-in, I believe.
And Mr. Dean Baker weighed in a new state record pumpkin of 400 and how many pounds, Dean?
It was 486 pounds.
How much of that have you been able to eat now in this week?
Well, actually, none of it. It's still sitting whole and at the entryway of Harper's Landscape and Garden Center.
I would imagine that you don't just move that around
here and there. It takes a crew.
So how long did this take to grow? Has this been like a three-year project to get this going?
No, actually growing a giant pumpkin is a five-month project. So, yes, there's some groundwork that has to be done. You have to get your soil prepped. And other than that, we germinated the plant on Christmas Eve. And we actually transplanted it into the patch on January 5th.
How big a patch do you need for a pumpkin like this?
Typically, what people use is a patch somewhere around 750 to 900 square feet. I was actually growing in 450 square feet, so my patch was a little bit smaller.
That's like the size of, in a Hallcraft home, that's over half the size of the home in that patch size.
Yes, it is. It's a little house.
So how do you then move it? I mean, to get it over to weigh-in, you couldn't do this in a backyard where you couldn't get heavy equipment.
No, they actually make tarps. They make these heavy-duty tarps, and they've got handles on them. And so we had that, and it takes about six guys to move it. And so you kind of have to roll the pumpkin to one side and pull the cart, the tarp underneath. Then you need to roll it the other way and get it all the way through, and then the six guys count three, and they lift it, and they carry it either to the trailer, to the scale, and that's what we had to do when we were doing the weigh-off, is we had to use the tarp.
Now, if this is the first ever weigh-off, how did you even know how to practice to train your pumpkin plant to do this?
Growing giant pumpkins has been, it's been around, and is a modern hobby. It's been around since the mid-70s. And so there are a lot of people who have already done the groundwork to figure out how to grow them, how to move them, and everything. And so we were able just to piggyback off of them. Plus, we did have one of our judges was actually the former state record holder in Connecticut. He flew out just to help us get through the first way off and handle things that maybe we hadn't considered.
How big are his pumpkins?
How big was he able to get them back in Connecticut?
His biggest one is 1,400-something pounds.
Good night. Okay, Harper, here's what you have to do to drive traffic to Harper's Nursery. You have to have the giant pumpkin chunking contest.
Chunking contest.
They got the watermelon chunk.
You've seen the pumpkin chunking, right?
Yeah, I have. I don't. It'd take quite a device.
They throw those things a mile. So now we got to get the giant pumpkin chunking.
I think we just do a pumpkin drop. Well, you get like a crane service over there, tow it up, and then cut the chain. Watch it explode on the ground.
You could have the Sun Devil Stadium as your landing target zone. You could set the chunkers up at Hayden and Thomas and be throwing 1,500-pound pumpkins through the air landing at ASU. This is it. This is it. This is the event of next year.
We're going to have to get this supervised by some of the guys over at Luke Air Force Base on aerial projectiles.
They've got a bomber group over there.
How much water and fertilizer does a 480-pound pumpkin take?
Well, early on, it doesn't take that much. I mean, in the first months, I was probably maybe putting 10 gallons on the plant during the week. And for the last month, I was probably up to maybe 35 gallons a day in terms of water on each of the plants. Those things just really sucked up an awful lot of water. As for the fertilizer, we get soil samples done, so we know what's in our soil. And the thing that we discovered during the season is I was feeding the fertilizers to the pumpkin, but I didn't need to. And so I stopped in March giving any extra fertilizer because Arizona soil has all of this stuff naturally in the dirt. And it didn't seem to impact me at all.
The question I have is, how many pumpkin pies can you make from that one pumpkin?
Well, there are better pumpkins for eating than giant pumpkins.
There you go.
There's a different variety that people tend to grow for field pumpkins. And
well, we appreciate it, Dean. If you want to get in touch with him and try your hand at competing, it's azgpggiantpumpkingrowers.com.